This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, a lot of times in life, we hear that we need to speak the truth, that we need to say what we mean, that we need to stand up for what we believe in. But I don't think a lot of people understand why. Because in our society, there are a lot of apparent rewards for not speaking the truth, for not saying what you mean. If you don't speak the truth and you don't say what you mean, a lot of times you can avoid rocking the boat. You can stay safe exactly where you are. You can hide. And hiding in our society means that you can live in relative comfort. You can do your job, you know, maintain your family, you know, do all the things that a normal person would do and be fine and not be bothered. And I think a lot of people out there don't want to be bothered. A lot of people out there do want to hide. A lot of people out there just want to live their normal lives and move around in their day to day. But there's a problem when you don't speak your truth. And there's a problem when you don't stand up for what you believe in. That problem emanates from deep inside of us. It's a feeling you get. It's a feeling that you're not in the proper place. And it's a feeling that you're not around the proper people. And eventually, that can make you into a bitter and resentful person. What I want to talk about today is why it's important for you to speak your truth. The reason why I'm talking about this is because in one of my businesses, I help people to develop their own businesses, help them to create their own companies. And one of the biggest issues I see with people who are just stepping into entrepreneurship is that many times those people are afraid to speak the truth. They're afraid to stand up for what they believe in. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of times when people are formulating a business, they don't want to say anything too controversial. They don't want to rock the boat too much. They don't want to make themselves too exclusive. The reality is that in today's world and in today's market, on the internet, there's tons and tons of people out there who are trying to get in touch with you regarding their services, right? There's a lot of marketers. Every time you go on Instagram, there's probably going to be marketers out there who are trying to get your attention. And when you play it safe with business, what happens is you start to blend in with everything else, right? You think about it. If there's, you know, a million, or not a million, but let's say you're going to see 20 posts every time you go on Instagram, and you're going to scroll. You're not going to stop unless what you see is something that stands out to you. And that's because in business, what you need to have is something that really kind of disrupts the noise that you're getting, the constant noise that you're getting from social media. And if it's not something that stands out to you, then it's something you're going to pass by. And the chances are is that if it stands out to you, it's probably going to be, it's also going to stand out to somebody else in a different way. And you might love it, but it might really piss somebody else off. And that's the case with business, but also in life, right? You know, we end up kind of going into places that we never wanted to be. We ended up blending into crowds that we don't want to be in. We end up, you know, kind of just waffling out there in the air. Now, I'm not saying that you have to walk around in purple pants and pink hair and everything like that and make an effort to stand out. But what I am saying is that if you really want enjoyment out of life, if you really want to go where you want to go, a lot of times you're going to have to speak the hard truth. You're going to have to say what you mean, regardless of what happens, regardless of the consequences. You're going to have to put things out there that other people might not like. You're going to have to take those chances. Now, why is that? That's because those chances, those things that you bring up, they are so important in allowing you to get to where you're supposed to go. When you don't speak your truth and you don't say what you mean, you allow other people to determine your path for you. You allow fate to determine your path for you. It's like you're a leaf blowing in the wind, right? A leaf doesn't decide where it's going to land. The wind decides that. A bird, however, flying from a tree, knows where it's going to go, right? A bird knows exactly where it's going to land. And so when you speak your truth, you're more like the bird and less like the leaf. Truth is a matter of solid decision-making. It's a matter of understanding exactly where you want to go and understanding exactly where you don't want to be. How do you apply this in life? Well, you apply it by, one, standing up for what you believe in. Two, speaking that truth to others, right? Telling people exactly what you believe in, what you don't, where you want to go and where you don't. And in turn, that allows you to influence other people. That allows you to potentially put up a flag post for other people like you. And that can help to generate you many enemies. I'm not going to lie about that. But it can also help you to generate many allies. The Warrior Soul podcast, Warrior Soul Agoji, and Warrior Soul Apparel are unabashedly and unapologetically here for the support of U.S. military veterans. If I came out and said that we're here in support of everybody, then a lot of you probably would have never found us in the first place. We hung our flag. We say what we believe in, even when it's controversial. And through that, yes, we've generated many enemies, but we've also generated many allies. That is what I am talking about. If you allow yourself the possibility of generating enemies, you'll also allow yourself the possibility of generating allies who you could help, who you can raise up, who you can help to become stronger, better versions of themselves. That's all I got for this week, guys. I want to thank you for listening to this edition of Warrior Notes and to the Warrior Soul podcast in general. For those of you who haven't been here before, my name is Chris Albert. And as I said, the Warrior Soul podcast is here to help U.S. military veterans to live their best lives. If you're not a U.S. military veteran, that's okay. You can stick around. Anything we talk about here could apply to anybody's lives. But the reason why we do this is because over the past decade and a half, the U.S. military veteran community has faced high rates of suicide, depression, chronic disease, and homelessness. And so we do this show to help out our community. And all we ask in return is that you let others know about the show. You let others know about what we cover here. And if you find an episode that you find particularly helpful, please share it out. And please write us a written review on iTunes. I also want to say that this podcast would not be possible without the good people over at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter. And they're really delicious, and you can take them anywhere you want. You can get your first order of F-Bombs over at www.dropinfbomb.com. You can use the code WarriorSoul at checkout to get 20% off your first order. Also want to say that we have some amazing merchandising over in the store at warriorsoulagoge.com. That's A-G-O-G-E. Some of our classic shirts. And you can go check those out as well. And you can find all of our amazing content there as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll be back at you next week with another awesome episode.